Hi, welcome to Redeem the Commute. I'm Ryan, your host for the Daily Challenges. Today's Tuesday, the day we study the Bible together. This week we're studying how we are a community, that following Jesus isn't something that can be done alone. We're going to look at a story from the Bible that shows us that even though we live in a pretty individualistic kind of culture, it's not the only way to be, and it's certainly not the way to be Christian. So here's a story from the Bible where Paul and his companion Silas have just been thrown in jail for delivering a woman from a demon.
About midnight, Paul and Silas were praying and singing hymns to God, and the prisoners were listening to them. And suddenly, there was a great earthquake, so that the foundations of the prison were shaken, and immediately all the doors were opened, and everyone's bonds were unfastened. When the jailer woke and saw that the prison doors were open, he drew his sword and was about to kill himself, supposing that the prisoners had escaped. But Paul cried out with a loud voice, "Do not harm yourself, for we are all here." And the jailer called for lights and rushed in. And trembling with fear, he fell before Paul and Silas. Then he brought them out and said, "Sirs, what must I do to be saved?" And they said, "Believe in the Lord Jesus, and you will be saved, you and your household." And they spoke the word of the Lord to them and to all who were in his house. And he took them the same hour of the night and washed their wounds, and he was baptized at once, he and all his family. Then he brought them into his house and set food before them, and he rejoiced along with his entire household that he had believed in God.
So Paul and Silas had recently cast a demon out of a young slave girl. And you'd think that would be good news, but for her owners, this was bad news because they had been using her to tell fortunes. And it seems that now that wasn't part of her life anymore, that this demon was behind that. And so they're upset. They get Paul and Silas in trouble and thrown in jail. Now, just like a story we heard a couple weeks ago, God can get his people out of jail when he wants to. He already did it for Peter, now he does it for Paul and Silas as well. And this time he does it with an earthquake. Paul and Silas have been singing and praying to God through the night in jail, and the other prisoners are listening to it all, and make the connection immediately. When the jail starts to shake and their shackles break and the doors open up, they get that this was God doing something miraculous for his people who had been faithful to him even in prison. So this was incredible. You can imagine the excitement in the prison as it looks like they're all going to be able to escape, but they all stick around for some reason. Paul and Silas stick around first of all, and it seems these prisoners who've seen and heard what's happened and recognize its connection to the God to whom they've been praying and singing, they all stick around as well. I think they recognize that what they'd experienced was no fluke that they should just take advantage of, but was clearly part of some plan of God. And so they decided to wait and see what would happen here. And it's a good thing they did, because the jailer in charge of the jail was going to be in some serious trouble. This guy, you know, was kind of a low-level guy in a big machine, the Roman Empire, and he would be in serious trouble if he wasn't able to deliver his prisoners to the magistrate, to the judge on time for their trial, wasn't able to deliver them for judgment, whatever was going to happen to them. He was in serious trouble. His one responsibility in life was to look after these prisoners, and now the doors were open, the chains were broken, and these guys could all escape. This was serious, so when he gets to the jail, he sees what's happened, he thinks it's all over, and apparently is about to kill himself when Paul cries out, "Stop, it's okay. This has to do with Jesus. Believe in him and you'll be saved." You can imagine the jailer's surprise at seeing, "What, you're still here? This is because of you and you stuck around? You could have escaped and you didn't? You could have had me killed. And yet you're here and I'm going to live now because all the people I'm supposed to keep in jail are still in jail, even though it's optional." You can imagine his surprise and why he might be open now to hearing about Jesus, about the reason why Paul and Silas and all these others stayed in jail when they could have gone away. Now, our theme this week is about community, and you can see it twice in this story. First of all, you can see how Paul and Silas are sharing the good news of Jesus with others around them, even in jail. They're singing, they're praying, others hear it and become part of something. they become part of Paul and Silas's story. They become part of their community. That's the first sign of community that we see, that following Jesus isn't something Paul and Silas should just do quietly alone in the corner of the jail, but it's something that eventually comes to involve everybody around them. It goes viral. Secondly, we see it in the connection with this jailer. Again, you wouldn't expect these guys to have much to do with each other, but Paul and Silas, at great personal risk, stay in jail and share their faith with this jailer. Community always comes with risk, and you see it here. These guys risk staying in jail in order to save this jailer himself. They give up saving himself to save the jailer. It's a great story of sacrifice for community, for sharing with others about the good news of Jesus. How do you see the jailer passing on the sense of Christian community he's just experienced? I hope you'll share that your thoughts on that with some others, not just by yourself. This is all about community after all, so I hope you won't just think about that yourself, but that you'll form a bit of a discussion group, people from the train, bus, work, home, who you can share these videos with. Watch them separately if you need to, but then whenever you are together, talk about what you've been learning in the last few days with Redeem the Commute. So have a good discussion, great time in community, and I'll see you tomorrow. Bye for now.